This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
When it comes to juggling work and life, Australians aren't the best at keeping a healthy balance. And one organisation trying to make a difference in this area is ReVenture. They're a Christian-based research organisation that's looking at ways to help Australians have a healthier working life. Dr. Lindsay McMillan is their Managing Director, and he joins me now for a chat. Welcome, Lindsay.
Thank you, Claire.
Now, first of all, can you explain to us who is ReVenture and what do you do?
ReVenture is a 60-year-old organisation that was started by 13 church denominations who wanted to have an impact for care and compassion, as expressed through Christ, into the workplace. Mm-hmm. And many years ago, they provided workplace chaplains into the marketplace. And today, we have revamped into an organisation that looks at the complexities of work from a Christian worldview and tries to understand the ways in which believers can feel that they are more engaged at work and understand that, and how believers at church and in the parachurch organisations can get a sense that what Christ can do through their lives in the workplace.
Okay. And you mentioned chaplaincy. Is that something that you still work in, that area?
We do, but we're modernising the whole concept of chaplaincy these days. The nature of workplace chaplains has changed dramatically from what it was 60 years ago, and we're looking at some innovative ways that we can redesign workplace chaplaincy to have an impact that is in sync with the modern approach to the future of work and the way people are working here in Australia.
Okay, now at ReVenture you've embarked on some research recently. What does the research look at and what are you hoping to discover?
We worked with the Barna Group, which is a globally recognised social researching organisation, and we looked at 1,000 Australians who are in the workplace and asked them a variety of questions. And there was a small cohort of 300 amongst those who identified themselves as Christians. And what we were looking at was to try and look for comparisons and also differences between the non-believing group of Australians as identified and the believing group that were identified.
Okay. Now, I know that one of the things you've discovered is that Christian workers see their faith as very important in their secular work. So even if they're not working for a church or a Christian charity, say, why do you think this is the case?
Well, I think it's around concepts of finding meaning, and mm-hmm. it's around a meaningful life. Interestingly, under half of Australian workers are satisfied with their jobs. Christians show that they were finding a high degree of satisfaction. About 51% of that whole group found that they were looking at, from a Christian worldview, were more satisfied with their work, and they enjoyed what they were doing more than the general population. 63% of them said they enjoyed going to work every day, compared to 53% of the general population who did not indicate that.
Okay. And why do you think that is the case?
Well, there are a number of reasons. Some of them are around a meaningful life. Yeah. 77% indicated that that was a significant reason that they found work satisfying. About 69% said that they found purpose and meaning in what they did at work. Mm-hmm. And about 69% of Christians, compared to 59% of the total, found that their contributions to work were valuable.
Okay.
And so they have a greater sense of finding job satisfaction that is unique. Christians in the workplace are more satisfied with their work. They have less stress in the workplace, that they are in fact finding more value for their contribution, and that their relationships are deeper in the workplace. So there's some very interesting insights. This group indicated that they found that their work relationships were very important to them. Relationships generally are a key indicator of a happy and engaged employee. Mm. And we also know from our other experience in our organisation that the major reason why people feel disengaged at work is a relationship breakdown either at work or at home. So people bring their challenges of relationships to work. At work, they have challenges around relationships. And for the Christian group that responded to this survey, 65% of them reported that they have personal friendships and somebody at work that they can confide in, which I think is really important for a happy and healthier employee.
And that might be a bit of advice that people can pick up from these findings, that they might find more satisfaction if they actually consciously work to make friendships at their workplace.
Well, I think that's right. It's very encouraging to see that Christians are also a group that are genuine and authentic in their workplace, and that friendships are real and true.
But
I think the other valuable insight here is that we know from other research that Australians are actually one of the largest group of employees in the OECD countries who spend more time at work than in any other developed country. So what we're now finding when we look at the complexities of work and the current and future nature of work is that the new community is work, that people find their relationships at work, and they spend more time at work. So from a Christian worldview, this is the new church.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. Just to touch on something we spoke about just at the beginning, work-life balance, how are Christians going in that area?
That's a challenge. The whole concept of work-life balance, I think, is a little bit of a misnomer these days. The reality check when we talk to people is that people struggle to find balance. The expression that may be a little bit more insightful is work-life harmony. How do we actually bring harmony to all the challenges of work and family dynamics and family responsibilities and other responsibilities that we may have within church or community interests in a way that gives us fulfillment and a sense of satisfaction? It's a constant challenge that we as workers in the modern workplace and the modern community these days are constantly having to ask ourselves, are we in fact spending more time at work than we should? Are we spending more time with the relationships that are important to us? How are we spending our quiet, reflective time? How much time do we spend in front of computers and screens? And the question of all of this is at what cost? And I think the critical question that we need to ask around work-life harmony is to say, where do I find my greatest resource of deep understanding, insight and value? And to ask the question, how much time do I give to that?
You mentioned earlier on also about stress in the workplace, and that the Christian component of your research was a little less stressed out, perhaps. Why would that be the case? Is that an aspect of our faith, that we're less likely to be stressed or better at handling stress than people without faith?
There's been research for a number of years now to say that people who have a groundedness or have a deep-seated understanding about who they are and where do they get their sense of meaning and purpose, that they are more engaged and more likely to feel satisfied in the work that they do because they will understand where they fit in. People who don't have a spiritual dimension to who they are and to what they do often find it more difficult to know where the centre of their life is from a soul point of view or from a deep meaning point of view. And from a Christian worldview, there is a deep centre in our understanding about what Jesus brings to our life in a way that makes sense, that it then permeates all other aspects of our life and helps us understand why we're doing what we're doing, and gives us a groundedness around appreciating our friendships and our relationships in the workplace. It's around giving a better expression to acts of grace and mercy in work. It looks at ways in which we can add value to the culture of the place we work in. It looks at ways in which we can actually give an expression of Jesus in the way that we can relate to those challenges that may and are often expressed in work these days.